Epilogue: The Ruby Forest, the Silver Stone. Lucky me, I can turn my body green whenever I want with my Silver Stone. Lucky because Beetlekin eyes mostly see red. The clouds, the sky, the trees, each other. So when I'm green, I show up dark to their eyes, like a shadow. Flower Sun wears an enchanted hat to camouflage the red petals around her face whenever the two of us make a break from our secret hideout. It's not hard to outsmart these Beetlekin, or Monster Sparks, as I call them. They aren't the sharpest tools in the chest, but they are hunters who never give up, and they set traps everywhere. They control the wind and spark clouds, creating dangerous storms. A careless move on our part means becoming prisoners. Their dungeon means making clever escapes, like the last one. Our pack of tricks helps. Magic berries, crystals, healing seeds, a strong knife named Diamond. We also have Gran's old diary about the Ruby Forest with maps and tips about how to survive. All have been very handy so far. 3 months ago, our dragonfly team blocked the portal between the turquoise forest, where I live, and this red ruby forest. Me and Flower Sun got stranded on the wrong side. But blocking the portal stopped the monster sparks from going through and raiding our forest again for its powerful stones. I'm ready, Bongo. The pack is full. We have enough sleeping berries to put old Weevil out for a few hours. Weevil's on guard duty at the fortress today, Flower Sun said. After she put on the pack and her hat, she prepared her root harness and uncoiled her long tendril. I tied the end around my waist. Our mission today is to find the map of the forest portals and steal all the stones we could carry. Ready or not, time to get our hands on that map so we can get to another portal. I beat into the red sky with Flower Sun, flying in tow behind me.